Banco Santander, a $2.251 trillion asset bank, filed a Form 425 with the SEC on May 20, 2026, confirming its acquisition of Webster Financial. This is not routine. It restructures a globally systemically important bank's U.S. footprint and creates material due diligence obligations for anyone touching Santander's payment infrastructure, tokenization programs, or issued instruments. The Form 425 is mandatory SEC disclosure that triggers the compliance clock. Webster Financial shareholders approved the deal on May 26, 2026, under an agreement signed February 3, 2026. Santander temporarily suspended its share buyback program because the acquisition contemplated delivery of Santander shares as payment. On May 28, 2026, Santander restarted the buyback with an indicative end date of August 21, 2026. Each step confirms the deal is progressing on schedule toward close. For a treasury manager at a firm holding Santander-issued instruments or using Santander payment rails, the Form 425 is your compliance trigger, and you are now obligated to update your counterparty risk assessment before the S4 filing arrives with full capital adequacy and structural disclosures. For a platform builder or real-world asset issuer using Santander digital assets as a counterparty or distribution partner, you need to get direct clarity on program commitments now rather than waiting for the proxy statement, because a restructuring of this scale creates continuity risk that is easier to address before close than after. For a family office allocator with exposure to Santander equity or fixed income, the buyback restart signals capital strength, but the merger integration period introduces execution risk that could affect the capital return trajectory outlined at Santander's February 2026 Investor Day. Watch for the S4 or full proxy statement filing with the SEC. This document will carry material disclosures on the combined entity's capital ratios, regulatory standing, and digital infrastructure commitments that the Form 425 alone cannot provide.